This week on All My Children, it's the holiday season in Pine Valley. But you wouldn't know it from watching All My Children. I still haven't got my cookies. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Colby gets all upset. She realizes that it's David, and she screams at him with fury.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want you near him. Get out of here.
Classic actresses.
That is an Emmy pre-nominated actress right there.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Now, really, very giggly for a death DVD. Didn't you find...
If you got this video, then I'm dead. Oh, my God. And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Okay, if you're watching this, it totally means I'm dead. But listen, seriously. I feel like such a dork doing this. Be happy. Seriously. I created Rhapsody in Red. David poisoned JR. We have to come home. JR's in real danger.
She's so bad! Oh my god! You know, I don't know what I was telling you. I don't know what's worse: when she is giving us nothing, or when she tries to give us something. It's like it's a toss-up. I don't know what's worse.
At least there's entertainment value when she tries to give us something.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza,
and I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast. For the week ending December 25th, 2009. Merry Christmas.
It's the last podcast of the decade.
Oh, he told me that this morning. I almost died.
Oh, my God. It's the last podcast of the decade.
It's not going to be that good. Well, namely because we haven't been watching.
And then we're also in your car. Let them know about
that. All right, fine. Listen, when we did the Daytime Confidential interview, I had to be in the car because I got two babies at home and they're napping or crying or whatever they're doing. So right now, they are up in my apartment with Carlos and my mother-in-law and Princess, of course. And they're all, you know...
I finally got to meet Miss Princess.
Isn't she awesome?
She is awesome, but she don't look like a princess. I was expecting a little bit more ghetto. She looks respectable.
Oh, come on now.
With a name like Princess, I just thought she'd be all like with the door knocker earrings and the tacky hairdo. She's respectable.
You will never see her when she goes out at night.
Oh, when she goes out at night, she's a hoochie mama.
She turns it on. I saw her at the bus. One day, she came from helping me, and she was all like, I mean, she always looks nice. She was like wearing jeans and just a t-shirt, you know. I see her at the bus stop. Her hair was all ditted up. She had the nails. She didn't have the glasses on. And she had bright lipstick. I said, ooh, we Miss Princess. I didn't recognize her.
Oh, I know, but that's different. You could be glamorous. I'm talking about, I thought she was like ghetto down. Like, I thought she had like the gold tooth in the front and the big door knocker earrings. Like,
I thought,
you know, because her name like Princess. I was just like,
her mother loves her.
Who pops out and says, I'm going to call you Princess?
Her mother loves her. It's what? Go ahead.
So I come over to her house and I'm like meeting the mother in law.
There's the police right in front. So
I hope they don't arrest us.
This is Brooklyn, so.
I hope they don't arrest us. This isn't a drug deal going down.
No,
this is not a drug deal. Podcast.
It is the Pine Valley podcast.
So I come over to your house and like...
But listen, if a neighbor comes by and knocks on the window, you know why.
What you doing, Miss Ashley? What you doing, Miss Ashley? That's not your husband, Miss Ashley. What you doing in the car with that man?
And they would do that too. They would be pissed.
I know. They'd be all in your business. And I'd be like, I'm a queen. Don't worry. I ain't going back. I only go back for Florencia.
And Alicia. All right. So go ahead.
Wait, so then I get over your house. Oh, he's adorable, that little boy.
That little white boy.
Why is he walking around in this neighborhood by himself?
First of all, little white boy is in this neighborhood walking around with no coat. He's walking around no coat.
In this weather?
In this weather.
Where's his mother?
I don't know.
Where's his mother? Why doesn't she...
I don't know.
He's half naked. It's cold.
He really is.
For those of you who don't know, it is cold here in New York.
In New York City, it is like
it's
in the
cold.
20s.
It's not as bad as yesterday. Did you go out yesterday at all?
No. Oh, yes. No, I didn't go out
yesterday. Horrendous,
oh, terrible.
Girl. And it wasn't even that it was cold.
Why
it's just
are the
that
cops
the wind...
here? There's an argument going on.
I don't know.
This is very distracting.
Ooh, the cops are coming out.
They're going next door.
And you know what? Everybody say, as they're listening to this, they're going, this is more exciting than
Can
all my
I
children.
Can I tell you something? It's true. Can I tell you something? I caught a cop the other day. Noise complaint.
Really?
I got a crazy-ass, loca white woman upstairs that's pissed off at me. So she's making noise upstairs. And you know what? She, God darn her, because she knows I have twin babies. 6-month-old twin babies. And this loca walks upstairs with heels at all hours of the night, moose furniture. Last Sunday night, she did the river dance with her wacky friends, her hippie wacky friends. She did the river dance because she thought it would be funny. My man was pissed. I can't believe we didn't get arrested. Because we were pissed.
Really?
It was on purpose. She did it on purpose because I had asked her very nicely if she could not wear heels because it makes a lot of noise. It, you know, be a good neighbor. Not many people in the building. Be a good neighbor. And she got pissy about it and is being worse about it. She's a child. She's an 82-year-old child. She's actually 40, but she looks 82.
Really?
Yes. I'm digressing. Let's talk about something else. She's nasty.
It's funny that you had that problem. I'm having the same problem in my building.
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in the same building that I grew up in, and my parents still live there. My brother lives there.
Your parents are downstairs?
Sister. They're downstairs with my brother because he broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And the girlfriend and my nephew, my niece, live down on the second floor with her sister. And then me and my sister live with my two cousins. So we all live in the same building. This is the building that I grew up in, girl. And girl, the building is going downhill rapidly. This has been like the worst year. You don't understand. My building has always been like the only good building on the block. And it has been taken over. They are letting drug dealers move in. I already know that there's two definite
drug dealers. You got to get out of dealers. There.
Girl, I keep praying. I keep praying that I hit Mega Millions so I can get my family out of there. I'm so disgusted. You don't understand.
Maybe we should make our podcast PayPal.
Like Venice.
Yes.
But no, but I'm being serious. Like, it's been a rough year. I lost a couple of jobs and a couple of clients, and it's been really, like, bad. But, yeah, we've been taking over, girl. They're just letting anybody move in. It's like gang members, that Dominican gang. Dominicans don't play.
No,
in the
babe,
building. I called the cops twice already.
I'm worried now about you.
I called the cops twice. It's sad because my borough is going downhill quickly, girl. I'm like,
the
I don't
Bronx?
Even know. Oh, yes, girl. God. It, growing up, I always thought I was always going
to
live in the
I grew
Bronx.
Up there. I always thought that I was going to...
But yeah, when I grew up, it was very family-oriented.
I hope
Irish.
This is not the cops for me.
Man,
I swear to God, they might be for me. Should I talk to them? Because I did call in a noise complaint the other day, and they're like looking at my building.
And it takes them 2 days to come and check out the noise complaint?
Talk to them.
Oh, you serious?
I am serious.
Girl,
they were
wait, what happened? You went outside to talk to them. What happened?
I just went outside to talk to them.
Who are they looking for? Who are they looking for?
My neighbor, Carlos. They're not my man. They said Carlos. My heart skipped a beat. I was like, Carlos who? And then they said the last name. I was like, oh, okay, that's
Where
my neighbor.
Where does he live? Where does he live?
He's on the bottom floor. Okay, they're opening the door now.
Why are they looking for him?
I don't know. I wanted to ask. I said, I know, but I saw the look she gave you.
Like, she wouldn't tell
gave
you nothing.
And I said, I gave her my nicest white girl voice. I said, can I help you with something, officer?
You did a Susan Nucci.
And she said, I did. I should. Can I help you with something, officer? Would you like a cup of tea? She looked at me funny. So, anyway, she's looking at me funny now because we're taping in the car. You can see the microphone.
Because she thinks we're like with Carlos doing a drug deal.
She just looked at me real quiet. She goes, no. I said, all right. And then I said, it's the bottom buzzer. Make sure you hit the bottom buzzer. I got two babies sleeping. Anyway, all right, so we digress. What the hell were we talking about?
We were talking about the fact that my borough and my neighborhood is going downhill fast.
I'm worried about you.
I'm worried about me and my family, girl. I called the police twice. I had to call them twice because these gang members are hanging out in the building and the super landlord aren't doing nothing.
We're going to have to do PayPal.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, girl. And while we've been gone.
What?
First, they turn off the light. And now the world has stopped turning.
What are you talking? Oh! We were trying to do a podcast that weekend. We couldn't do it.
CBS,
it was right after Daytime Confidential.
Yeah, and CBS canceled As the World Turns.
Yes.
Personally, I say good riddance to bad rubbish.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I feel like if any soap should have gotten another year, it should have been Guiding Light.
Christopher Galtman, it's your fault, you dumbass.
Oh, and you know, and I'm hearing that he's crying.
Nah, he's full of shit. He took for granted his show.
Oh, yeah.
He did not work. He assumed that he would have his airtime as long as he wanted. He didn't do the work. Screw him.
I got to tell you, what I heard that they supposedly, when he broke the news to the cast, he was crying and everything. I'm like,
crocodile tears.
You people wait to the last last minute to try to change everything around, and then you wonder why your ass got canceled. Because it's a little too late.
That's right.
It's a little too late.
I'm too little, too late.
I'm sorry, and I know that I give As the World Turns like a month and a half ago, but I've been seeing the little clips here and there and whatnot, and I'm sorry, it don't look like it got any better. Not the way Guiding Light turned their ass around. Didn't get better like that. There's still crazy stuff. Now Meg is insane. And I know that everybody
Meg
at daytime,
insane?
They call her Nutmeg.
That's dumb.
You get it, Nutmeg?
I get it.
And in Daytime Confidential, everybody loves, oh, damn it. Is it that queen, Alice?
Ah, that queen! You got a new phone?
I lost my other phone the other week. Wait.
You are insane.
Hey, queen, we're doing the podcast. Why do you always wait to the podcast to call me back?
Why did you turn your ringer off?
Because you got to remind me because he called. Say hi.
Hi, Alice.
You're live on the podcast,
You're
queen.
You're live on the podcast.
Look, I got to call you back later. Bye.
Listen, here's what I'm going
to do. He takes days to call me back. And when does he call me back? The podcast.
This is a very nice phone. That could pay for your new apartment.
Girl, you know how much I paid for this? $9.
Oh, that's good.
But I had to renew my AT&T contract, which I didn't want to do. I was 2 months away, not even a month away from going
don't
somewhere
mention
else.
Those three letters. They don't pay us for endorsements.
I'm not an endorsement. I hate AT&T.
Don't say it. We could get sued.
I could say it. I'm an AT. I hate them.
Aye.
They're a racket. They're the worst. They give you nothing for your money.
I have
nothing
them for the iPhone. I love my iPhone.
No, I don't get nothing. I'm paying like almost $70. Do I have unlimited texting? Do I have unlimited nights? I have unlimited nothing.
You gotta pay $20 for unlimited texting.
I don't have unlimited nothing. I'm already paying them too much.
You should pay $20. Unlimited texting is awesome.
I got texting off. I can't afford texting because everybody texts you for everything.
But what I'm saying is get
Happy Arbor Day. Everybody texts me these jokes.
Get unlimited texting. You will. Enjoy it and use it all the time.
I am not giving AT&T another dime. They get way too much money off of me.
What the hell are we talking about?
Christopher Galtman.
Yes.
Meg, Daytime Confidential likes Meg being crazy. I personally, I'm insulted by Meg
being
crazy.
Look at Jamie, are you crazy?
I'm insulted. No, but they like her. You know why they like her? Because it's a much more interesting character that she played. Like when Annie got crazy.
I agree with that.
But
Annie looked good this week. She looked like Miss Jackie Kennedy.
Miss Annie.
Jackie Onassis.
She's one hot little mama, I gotta
say. She looked good. She wore this red coat with big black buttons, and then she took it off. She looked cute as a button underneath, too.
Oh. I'm really upset with Azul.
And she was so happy. I'm sorry. I'm getting into all my children. She was so happy to be free, and she was rubbing it in Ryan's face. She was rubbing it in Ryan's face like I rub Maxie's nose in the duty when she makes in the house.
That is so nasty.
I don't really do that, people. I just joke. Oh. What were you saying about Miss Nutmeg?
I just don't like... I don't like anything on Azul. I don't like the fact that Paul's married to Emily. Emily who shot him.
Emily was crazy.
Oh, I know. And now rumor has it that... You know the Tom Pelfrey, the guy you like?
I love him.
Supposedly he somehow
I know this I told it to you
James Stenbeck, Paul's father.
Did you spoil it for people?
Nobody watches As the World. I don't even think who was it that was watching? Was the dancing elf that was watching As the World Turns?
I got a message from Susan and Elise.
What did Susan and Elise say?
They said lots of love this holiday season.
Thank you, Susan and Elise. I miss Susan and Lee.
I miss everybody. You listen.
Oh, wait.
What?
Arizona gal became my friend on Facebook. She's hot. Oh, my
she
God.
Beautiful?
Arizona girl should be on a soap.
Let me tell you something.
She is gorgeous.
She sent me the present.
I was
for the
like, I go back for that.
She's Latina.
Yeah, but she's hot. Oh, my God. When I saw her, I was like, she's like, this is me, Arizona gal. And I was like, hello, Arizona gal. I'm going, not Arizona.
Well, she said, I sent her recently because she sent me some gifts to the babies, and I wasn't able to get a picture of Estella with her blankie, but I gave a picture of Jesse with his little onesie. Oh, he's so cute.
He's such a frat boy.
He's so fat now. So I love it.
I sent her
a picture, and she loved it, and she was telling me that her mother was a little ill and stuff like that. Aww. So she was having a rough time.
I hope
she's better.
I hope your mother's getting better, and she's on the mend, and you guys are having a good holiday, Arizona.
She's such a nice lady.
I love Arizona.
I love her.
I love, you know, all our listeners, everybody, just so many of them have become my friend on Facebook, and they're all, we got some good looking people.
Terry in Toronto, you sent me a lovely Christmas wish via the email, the e-card, and I loved it, and I did not get back to you, and I'm sorry about that.
You know
that.
What? I have not checked my
get
Facebook
back to,
account.
And maybe, Shadow maybe sent us a really nice some. Email.
You forwarded that to me. I got that.
And that was really nice, and he sent us a picture of his family, and they're so adorable. His family's beautiful. He has like four kids. He's such a family man.
Yes! Doesn't that look like your kid, Shadow?
Adorable, adorable. They look like him, because I've seen a picture of him. He's got a real gorgeous, like, strong jawbone.
Girl, your neighborhood's scary during
know,
the day.
I'm what sorry. Is, I don't know what to tell you. I'm really serious.
I'm like, really, like, no, I'm just a white, kidding. It's not that bad.
It's not that great, though. A white van just pulled up.
It's a little scary for me, because I'm in a borough that I don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Like, at least at my borough, I know when to duck.
You gotta understand.
Go
this is, here's the thing about this street. This street is, like, a decent street, so everybody crosses. But on the other side of the street, where you can't see from my apartment, is the projects. And so everybody walks from here to get to the projects. And a lot of these people, and there's also, just so you know, a methadone clinic at the end of the street. So
will
a lot
make
of these.
It?
What? No, methadone is for people who are trying to detox.
Oh.
So they give them methadone.
A rehab
is,
place.
Yes. Well, it's not a rehab place. It's where they literally go to get their methadone because they're jonesing.
There's a place that actually, like,
it's good.
Encourages people to keep doing the drugs.
Sweetheart, that's not true. It's good. I don't want to get into a discussion. That's politics. But I think it's good. It helps them get off of the hard crap while they're detoxing.
Okay.
Baby doll, it's better. Listen, you rather than be on crack? Because I had a crack lady bust into our apartment. She did. Not in our apartment. She bust into the building, and it's a small building, and she ended up downstairs in the office wrestling with one of the people that was down in the office.
Why do the police do nothing about these people?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
This
because
country
I'm
needs
gonna
to
tell
really,
you why.
Like...
Because I'm not kidding. You remember you talked about the nice neighborhood? I talked about the nice neighborhood. I walked the babies in the nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
I walked the babies in the nice neighborhood, and the cops share the same precinct. It's there in the nice neighborhood and here. And to be fair, they do spend a lot of time here, but a lot of times they're there. You know what I mean? They don't want to be here. They want to be there. So that's what happens.
This is so sad. This country, Obama, come on, Obama, start doing some stuff.
Aw, be
Let's
nice.
Fix this no, I'm serious.
I know.
I want more stricter laws. It seems like the criminals get away with everything. We're talking about the criminals' rights. What about us normal people's rights? I got drug dealers living in my building now, and nobody can do anything about it. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I agree with you.
Hey, I don't even do drugs, and I know exactly where to go to buy them. That's insane. If I know where to buy them, then why don't the cops know? And then I go to the train station today, and you know, I don't know if you, because you don't take the train, do you?
Not really,
because you drive everywhere.
No, because I'm home with the babies right now.
Yeah, but even when you did, you never really took the train.
Of course I did.
You know that they have this stupid thing in the train system, and this has been going on for years.
I take the trains all the time.
The
I don't drive everywhere.
Thing. They actually, at times, will put like 3 cops at a train station to check people's bags to see if they're terrorists.
It's the dumbest
it is
thing
the dumbest.
In
like,
the
if
world.
If a terrorist is going to come down and then see the 3 cops, why would he continue to go? He would just go upstairs and go to another train station. And these cops are being paid by New York City to waste their time and waste our time standing there. And they don't even check people's bags.
And if
they
you
look
don't
at
let
it as a vacation.
Them, if you don't let them, they don't let you on the train.
And I'm coming downstairs at my train station. I wanted to go, you know what? Instead of checking people's bags, because why would a terrorist want to come to the Bronx of all places? Why don't you get your ass upstairs and arrest a drug dealer in apartment 425?
The terrorists live in the Bronx. They ain't going to bomb the Bronx.
I know. Like, Bronx is not like ground central. Girl, it's hot in this car. You
it
made
is
it too hot. That's
I
what
know,
I tell
I'm
you.
Sorry.
I'm like, she's like, you know, I was telling her the heat's going to make noise. And she's like, no, we'll leave it on. It's like, and she turned it off and it's already hot.
It's hot. Listen, right, I want to talk about Paul and Meg. No, I don't
know. No, Paul and Meg.
They're done.
I don't think they're going
to
put them back
Listen,
together.
Listen, but I'm going to say one thing, seriously.
Ooh, you know what the scandal is, though?
What?
Everybody wants Martha Byrne to come back as Lily before the end of the show.
That needs to happen.
I have to say, as much as I think it's, you know, horrible, I think it should. I think you should give the fans
respect.
Look, as the world turns is coming to an end, give them the real Lily. Because, look, I love me some Noelle Beck on Loving. I love me some Trisha Alden. But you do not replace Martha Byrne with, like, Noelle Beck. I'm sorry, you just don't. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's not as bad as replacing Jamie Luner, you know, Marcy Walker with Jamie Luner, but it's right up there.
Yeah.
It's kind of up there.
I was going to say that I want to give at least some of the proper respect that this topic deserves. I can't stand As the World Turns. I can't stand Christopher Galman. Ever since that interview that we talked about where
yes.
he said that shit about, you know, they're just filling airtime and blah, 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 and all that crap. I can't stand him. I don't think he deserves a place anywhere in television with that kind of attitude. But long story short, I feel like it is sad. It's very sad for soaps.
It is.
New York is down to one New York soap.
And that one is
in jeopardy. And that's one life to live.
All the soaps started here. That's the scary thing. And
with the Broadway actors.
You know what makes it even worse for me?
What?
Girl, is that I am addicted to Ryan's Hope. Ryan's Hope is so hot right now.
Trying.
You don't even know, girl. And I, because you know the holidays are upon us, so that means that all the other network shows are on repeats, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been catching up on all my stuff, girl. I've been watching TV and trying. I got the DVR to 82%. That is. I don't think I've had it 82% in like
what
4
has it
years.
Been at 90?
Girl,
90?
It's always at 98, and I gotta watch something to
That's
make room
funny.
For. I mean, I'm getting it down. I hope I can get it down. But you know what's slowing me down is that now I gotta watch all my shows on demand because in a week they go off demand.
Maybe that's why you can't move.
I know. I'm in the middle of weed.
You spend all your time watching DVR.
I'm in the middle of weed. I just started Epitofos 2. Which
what is,
that is, you never saw the first one?
No.
HBO Latina or Latino, whatever it's called. It's this Argentinian show that is about a serial killer. I saw the first one a couple of years ago. Amazing. Oh. Brilliant. They just released number two. So I need to see it.
Did you watch the woman's jail one?
No, I wanted to see that one.
Gotta
something. I wanted to see something. That. Those HBO Latino shows, you didn't like it?
Let me tell you, it was intense.
Yeah, the
I actually
shows
couldn't
are,
make it through because it was so intense.
I wanted to see that one. They took it off too quick. Oh, they it was rough. I don't like that. The HBO, like, Showtime at least gives you a chance to watch stuff. Showtime lets the stuff stay there for like a while. HBO puts it on and expects you to be able to watch it like in one day.
I watched that show when I was pregnant and had morning sickness.
Oh,
I just sat and watched that show at 8:14, and that's why I didn't make it through. It was rough.
I don't know how you could
it was
watch
about
it
women
pregnant.
In a prison, but it was a corrupt prison.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
And it was
intense.
Rough, man.
Oh, you should see Epitafos.
Oh, murders
good.
And rapes. I mean, women getting raped, women getting murdered.
See,
oh, it's terrible.
See Epitafos. It's like a female Oz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But even more violent because America's still very tame. Like,
I agree,
stuff that
yeah.
comes from Europe. You know what I've been seeing on
what?
Chiller?
Chiller? Chiller?
You
what
don't
is
get Chiller? Chiller is the horror channel. They only show horror things.
How much you gotta pay for Chiller?
No, that's my regular cable. Whatever
oh my
we
god,
got.
We don't get that.
You don't get Chiller.
What do you have, Dish?
No, I have regular cable
Time
vision.
Time Warner cable,
no,
cable
tacky,
vision.
Tacky
that's
ass
why
cable
we don't
vision.
Have it.
The one
why
thing.
Why is this man parking here? He's parking in front of a parking spot that my neighbors have. What a
douche.
Vete pa carajo. All right, go ahead.
So I'm seeing.
Here's my car. I'm gonna knock him out.
I'm seeing Hex, which I own the first season on DVD, but they never released the second version. That's from Britain.
Okay.
And then I just discovered Sea of Souls. Love me some Sea
How
of Souls.
How does he know this, people? What well, the F
girl,
is he talking
girl, because
about?
Because we don't get BBC America. Cablevision thinks because people live in the Bronx, we don't want to see British stuff. I want a BBC.
Do you know that in some parts
you
of
got
Brooklyn?
BBC America?
Yes, I do. Some parts of Brooklyn and the Bronx, they don't have orange juice in the Burger King. They have orange drink. I told you that. I went to them and I said, I'll have a...
You go to
I have
Burger
a,
King?
Once in a while.
Why?
If I'm,
what do you eat?
No, I actually don't do that much. If I'm in like a pinch and I'm hungry, I will get like just a plain burger.
Oh,
that's it. That's
that
all
sounds
I'll eat.
So nasty.
It is nasty.
I don't eat
so
fast
I, so
food
to
like
try
that.
To health it up, I get an orange juice and I asked for orange juice and she looked at me she goes, we don't got orange juice.
We got Tang.
And I said, seriously, I said, well, what do you got? And she goes, orange drink. I was like, no thanks. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Is this the guy the police were looking for?
I'm telling you, he's lost. He's looking for the clinic and he's lost.
Ashley.
He's parking
wait,
there.
Actually, wait. Actually, he does look like.
He's parking there, that mofo.
Is he going to come knocking on this door?
Holy what cow. This is a partner. There's someone in the car. All right. He's just going to get some more liquor. All right. So, listen. We're so racist. Listen.
You're not racist. He's Latin. You can say those
That's
things.
True. That's true. I'm a Latin. He's a Latin. So, what were we talking about? Soaps. We're sorry to see the soaps decline.
And I'm very, it's very, but girl, Ryan's Hope is so hot right now.
Oh, I started to tape it.
Girl, you know what it is?
I got the chills. Do, do, do.
Let me tell you something. They just changed the theme song. You gotta.
That used to be the lead-in to all my children, and I got the chills watching that because it just brought back, flooded me with memories.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I found out that our Aggie Nixon is not as nice as she seems to be.
Are you serious?
Yes, so much scandal's been coming out on WeLoveSoaps.net.
Do tell.
They've been interviewing Ms. Claire Levine and everything. And I heard this from another source that I'm behind One Light to Live. it seems that Miss Aggie plays hardball.
Good.
And she told, not good. She
Why?
Screwed Ryan's Hove over.
Well, too bad.
She told ABC that if they did not give her that prime spot before All My Children for Loving, she would put Loving somewhere else. And ABC didn't want to lose her because, you know, she created One Life to Live and All My Children for them. So they bowed and they shoved Claire Levine's show to like 12 o'clock and put Loving on at 12:30 in Ryan's Hove spot. Because when Loving first premiered, they put it on at like 11 in the morning, which I forgot that it was at 11 in the
Why
morning.
Why would you say that about Aggie Nixon?
It's
that
the truth.
Doesn't make her not nice. That is a businesswoman.
No,
that is a power broker. That's
no.
how you play.
And she ruined Ryan's Hope.
Bull crap. That's
but
how you
Loving,
play.
But Loving, let me tell you something. I will admit that in the beginning I liked Loving, but I quickly got over Loving. After her and Douglas Martin left Loving became crazy. It was a crazy show, and it ended very badly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some people think that was the best storyline. I did not think that killing off the main family is the best storyline.
Well, do not knock Aggie Nixon for being a power
she
broker.
She screwed over my Claire Levine, so
I
didn't like that.
I heard that.
Aggie, I was disappointed in
Aggie,
you.
Aggie, you go, girl.
I was disappointed in you.
That's
because,
how you
because,
make your
no.
show.
Let me
unfortunately,
say
it didn't work, but what are you going to do?
You
roll the dice.
I started watching Ryan's Hope, you know, after Miss Claire Levine had left.
Uh-huh.
And then she came back towards
uh-huh.
the end.
Okay.
And I loved me some Ryan's Hope from when I started watching to the end. But now seeing the beginning, girl, Ryan's Hope is amazing. Like I...
Johnny and Maeve.
Oh, my God. I love me some Johnny and Maeve.
I love
when he goes, lady. And she goes, man, let me tell you something. Love that. I love their Irish accents.
It's the best.
You have to understand, the reason I love it is because this is what soap opera is about. Seeing scenes between two people, real scenes. And it was funny reading Claire Levine because she was saying how they wrote storylines that they wanted, that they enjoyed writing. They
mm-hmm.
wanted to write stuff. And they were very reality-based. And it was always very character-oriented. And these characters are so rich. And to see them
yes.
finally from the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, Delia is insane. She is so bipolar and so needy. And
the
I
blonde?
Live. Yes.
Oh, I love the blonde.
And Eileen Kristen, who plays Roxy, originated the role and ended in the role.
I haven't seen her yet.
But the one who's playing it now is the third Delia, Randall Edwards, who I actually like. Her Delia is a little bit different than Eileen Kristen, but the thing is that it's still Delia. And oh my God, and the show's getting so good because they're this close to finding out what happened to Mary. And her husband, Jack Finnelli, just found out that he's figuring out that Tiso's behind it, which is Joe's uncle.
I am recognizing some of the male actors. Who am I recognizing?
I don't know. Frank Ryan, Daniel mm-hmm. Hugh Kelly?
Maybe not. They look familiar to me, some of them. I don't know the name.
Well, Daniel Hugh Kelly's been around forever.
Okay, so maybe I'm recognizing him.
Yeah, he's done like Hardcastle McCormick on ABC. He was on As the World Turns as Noah's father. He was a judge on One Life to Live. He's a working actor, so mm-hmm. you might have known him for that. Oh, methadone guy left.
Oh, good.
But I'm just amazed by the writing and the brilliance of it all. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The show is a little bit dated because, you know, it is from 19. You're writing
well,
from 19.
Well, also, it's hard to watch because, from what I understand, the video that they used back then is...
No, it doesn't look that bad. I don't...
It's so fuzzy on my
no,
team. I have high-definition television, so it looks really
maybe
funny.
That's why,
it's stressed out funny.
Maybe because you're on high def. Maybe
the corners
looks,
look funny. Everything
I don't know,
looks fuzzy.
It looks, on my screen, it looks perfectly fine. I mean, I'm amazed with how ugly everybody is.
I love it.
But you know why? That's only because they have, over the years, forced us down to try to think that we have to watch glamorous people. I prefer watching somebody who is not
ugly.
That attractive.
Who
not
going
to say ugly, but...
Oh, I prefer ugly and can act.
But look, I'm looking at General Hospital right now. I think what's-his-name is a troll. I don't find him sexy whatsoever, but he can act.
Who, the Spinelli?
No,
Spinelli
the
is
one
a bit
that's
of a
dating
troll.
Lulu. Dominic Zuckerberg. He plays Sonny's son.
Oh,
he's Canadian.
I like him. He's adorable.
He has no neck, and he's short.
Oh,
and
he's adorable.
But you know what? But him and her have chemistry, and he's a good actor.
They're all good actors on GH.
I gotta
like
tell
them
you,
very
let me
much.
Tell you something. I'm not crazy about GH as a whole because I remember how it was when Claire was writing it. But it's definitely in a better place than I left it.
Yes.
And it's a hell of a lot better than what
I don't
going
watch
on
every day, but
Chuck
when
Pratt.
I glimpse it, I like some of the
oh my God,
scenes.
Jonathan
I like the
Jackson.
Moments. I like the acting. Oh, I saw him acting
oh
with what's
God.
Her name from years ago?
Tony Geary?
No. What's her
Elizabeth.
Name? Sorry. Yeah, from years ago to today.
That
and it was
that.
Lovely. It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. He's had some incredible scenes with Tony Geary that
yep.
just broke my heart. And he had some scenes with his cousin Michael yesterday. That little boy who plays Sonny's son, Michael, is talented.
Yeah.
And the girl who plays Sonny's daughter is oh my God, this girl has such a future as an actress.
I love her.
She is brilliant.
The brunette.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, the young girl, like the 15-year-old daughter.
They give her too much makeup, though.
For
young girls, too much makeup.
But she is brilliant.
Sometimes she looks 22. I'm like, what?
I'm still not feeling Mr. Franco. He's still like...
Yeah, he's still... Rah, rah, rah.
He's still...
How do you do it? Is that what you do?
What?
Yeah, that's what you do.
He doesn't do it for me.
He's not doing great. I don't know.
Again, these nighttime people,
but
movie stars.
But time out. But he's great. Listen, I'm not knocking him as an actor, people. You're not hearing me say that.
You know, she's a big James Franco fan.
I am a huge, fantastic,
she loves him from
giant
Milk.
Fan.
Milk.
Milk and the Spider-Man shows, too. movies, excuse me. I'm looking at the UPS man because I think he got a package for me.
You know, you're a little self-absorbed. You think everything's for you. The police are for you.
Is that for me? The UPS is for you.
I
told you it's for me.
It is not for you. It is for you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It is for her. She's crazy. You have to excuse her while she's out there, like, getting her UPS package. So anyway, I don't think James Franco's doing that great of a job on General Hospital, to be honest with you. It's like, it's very inconsistent, his performance, and there's no... And did you hear about the scandal? That really was for you.
That really was for me. I told you.
You are insane.
I got two twins. I shop at home.
So these two twins have given you like mutant powers that you can just like do, 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 and know what's going on?
No, it's called the computer. And you shop online, Jordan. You put in your credit card.
Yeah, but how did you know the police were looking like for your building? Because they were looking at this
because
other building.
I told you that I called in a complaint, so I thought maybe they were looking for me.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, well.
But homie, I didn't finish my point.
About what?
About James Franco's
acting. I know, you
acting.
Love him in Milk.
No, but listen. Over the holidays, I saw him on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, did you see that? Because I didn't see that. I heard it was very insulting.
I did see it. And I'm going to tell you one thing. He was excellent on Saturday Night Live. Excellent. He's very good.
I heard that his opening monologue insulting General Hospital was insulting. Was it?
Well, what happened
was... I didn't want to comment because...
He said... This is exactly what happened. It wasn't that insulting. I think the audience misunderstood him. He did not deliver the line correctly. He said that he was on General... That he likes to do all these different things as an actor, branch out, you know, slum or whatever. And he mentioned that he was on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a... I think he expected people to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. He was like,
most of them were like, what's General Hospital?
Probably. That's number one. And number two, I don't know that any. Why is that funny that he's on a soap? I mean, it's not like, get over yourself. It's not that. It's not like, ha, oh my God, he's doing a soap. Oh my God. It's stupid.
Well, let me tell you something. Miss Nancy Grimes.
And then
they
showed the clip of him kissing Maxie. And that was it.
They should have shown a really clip where he was really sucking in the role so you can see how bad
James,
he was.
James, we love you. Jimmy, we love you, but you're not doing great in the role. We got to call it like we see it here at the Pine Valley Podcast.
I give it props. Ms. Nancy Grande, who is one of my favorite actresses because she plays Alexis on General Hospital, but originally was Miss
She the
Julia.
Older woman who's like in her 40s, 50s?
Yeah.
40s,
yeah. Miss Julia on Santa Barbara, which I love Julia on Santa Barbara. She supposedly tweeted about it, and she... ragged on him for it.
No,
and then,
she didn't. What
and
did
then,
she say?
I don't
what
know.
Did
I forgot what it was. Something like stuck up movie actor, blah, 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 whatever. But like, they made her take it down, which I'm pissed. I don't know if they made her or she decided to take it down. But Miss Grande, more props to you for doing that because you know what? If that's the way he felt that he let the Saturday Night Live people insult General Hospital, when you all didn't even ask him to come, he asked you. That's rude. That's like if you invite...
I agree.
That's like if I invited myself to your house. Your food and just in your dinner.
But time out.
Don't defend your
time
man.
Time out. We don't know exactly what she said. You're just saying hearsay.
No,
you
no,
know
no.
Exactly
it was on
WeLoveSoaps.net. What exactly did she
I
say?
I forgot what we love. No, she was pissed. And the people were speculating that the
maybe he was a real dick on set.
I heard he was.
So then there you go. She got a right to be complaining.
I'm not. I'm glad she complained. I'm upset that they made her take it down. I'm upset that if anybody told her you should stop that or not say that. No, your voice. This is still America. We can voice our own opinions. Damn it.
The contrary opinion, as some might say,
what?
Is that you should be gracious. I mean, the man did bring them ratings and lots of.
He didn't.
Oh, he didn't. You're right.
Where have you been?
You're
I told
right,
you this.
Right,
there's no
right.
rating bump, and anything the show went down.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad about that because I don't want stunt casting. It could have been a really interesting storyline, but because you got this actor who's a movie actor who's only giving you a certain amount of time, and you're trying to shoot almost 3 months of material in 3 days, and you're scattering him. There's no consistency. No. This is a soap opera. Claire Labine said, for those of you who love soap operas, go to WeLoveSoaps.net, read all the interviews with Claire Labine. She said it best. The reason she prefers daytime over nighttime is because when you write for nighttime, I mean, when you write for daytime, you're given the luxury of giving all these hours during the course of this week to really delve into character work.
He did not have good ideas. Yes, he did not bring much to the table.
I can't get into his character when I'm seeing like him in one scene for like one episode during the entire week, because that's all they can get. You know what I mean?
Mr. Roscoe Byrne. What's the name on the show?
Roscoe Bourne.
Sorry. Yeah. I pulled the Jordan.
Yes, what about him?
He is doing excellent, chilling work. He's sitting in a hospital bed on One Life to Live, and all these different characters that have, you know, intersected his life are coming to visit him. I get a little tingle in my blood, a little chill in my blood when he comes on. I am dead serious with you people. You got to watch him.
He's a freak.
He is a freak, and he's creepy, and he's manipulative, and he's demanding. And he knows you. He looks at you like he knows you to your soul. And he does.
And I got to get, you know what? As much as we give Mr. Roscoe Bourne props for his chilling performance, we also got to give props to the writing team on One Night to Live. Because some good writing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Those scenes with him and Rex the other day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woo! And I love the fact that it brings out the best in the actor, because JP was on fire that day.
And so was Stacey. She was good. I don't care what you people say.
I'm very upset with the fact that Miss Crystal
Hunt.
That
guy's carrying his methadone bag.
Is Miss Crystal Hunt. Why is he with a big grin?
I don't know. He just had methadone. He's got methadone and some spring water. It's nice.
Miss Crystal Hunt, rumor has it that Miss Crystal Hunt's been to leave the show, that she was fired. I don't know how true that is.
We don't know.
All I know is that I'm enjoying
confirmed?
Her.
Huh? Still not confirmed?
No, they're not going to confirm because they don't want to ruin the storyline, because I think I know how she's going to go. And it's not pretty. But anyway.
I hope it's like a Spanish novella. And she gets dragged to the hospital screaming, blood spraying everywhere.
That is so like, stereotype racist.
It's true. Have you ever looked at the novella? I would pay for that. I live for that.
Miss, how about we differ?
Wait, I got a question for you.
Wait.
We are at minute, I would say around 35 or so.
Yeah.
Have we discussed All My Children once?
Neither one of us has been watching. How can we discuss it?
I talked about it a little bit up front.
Oh, well, look, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Guys, we are going to be watching the anniversary episodes.
Hell yes!
And as soon as Chuck Pratt's name is off, I swear I will go back to watching All My Children.
Every day.
But until he goes, I can't. I watched it. And did you see the commercial for the 40th anniversary? I didn't like that commercial. It's too fast, first of all.
It's too fast.
How am I supposed to enjoy it when you're like showing like, do I have the attention span of a fly? Why are you showing like a nanosecond of each scene? And then I'm seeing way too many modern day scenes. This is the 40th anniversary. I don't want to see what happened last month on All My Children.
Thank you.
I want to see what happened when Agnes Nixon wrote the show, when the show was good.
They didn't show Nina.
No, they did.
Oh, they did? They did,
but it goes by so fast. How can you see anybody?
It's like subliminal.
It's like subliminal. It's just like, I guess they secretly want us to watch all my shows, so they're like subliminally like showing everybody. No, they do. They go, and look, we have people from the past, and if you put the pause button quick enough, you might be able to pause
you might.
It.
It's 50-50.
To see Julia Barr on top of Taylor Miller. That's how fast they're showing it. It's like, you won't be able to see Taylor Miller, but you'll be able to see her on top of Julia Barr. Pause
they
it
got group
up.
Shots.
It's like, it's so insane. I'm like, what a hideous commercial. I mean, I need to be in charge of a network.
When does Lorraine Broderick start?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
Probably, I would gather by February or March.
Oh, yeah, I gotta wait till February or March.
I would think. Remember, guys, they write this show way in advance. Though, rumor has it that she's already been starting to write. Supposedly, they brought her in a while ago. And I got to say that the few times that I have seen All My Children, the dialogue seems better and the scenes seem better structured. So I wouldn't be surprised if Miss Broderick has been helping out Mr. Pratt and his team for a while now. Because I can't believe that all of a sudden the show got better in the writing.
Don't you think Alicia and Torsten, who plays Kendall and what's his name?
Zach. God, those babies have zapped the brain right out of you, haven't
no,
they?
No, Chuck Pratt has zapped the brain right out of me. Don't you think they got screwed in all this?
In what way?
when they got news of the code switch, they probably made that decision based on the train wreck that Chuck Pratt was writing for.
No, I don't think that was it. I think the heavier factor.
You don't think that if they knew that Lorraine Broderick was coming back, that they wouldn't have wanted to stay a little longer.
I don't think that was a factor. I think it's a matter of the move for them. I think for both of them, you got to remember
You don't think they would have flown them back and forth?
ABC, as cheap as ABC is, how is that saving them money?
They fly Susan Lucci back and forth.
Yeah, but that's Susan Lucci.
But that's my question to you. You don't think Torsten and Alicia are of that caliber?
No. Not of a Susan Lucci caliber.
Okay. I just ask you.
No, I have to. I mean, look, I'm gonna say it. I know some people are not going to like what I'm going to say.
What?
But you know I love me my Alicia Minshew. But I agree with what Jamie said on the Daytime Confidential podcast.
What did Jamie say? Our lovely friend Jamie from DaytimeConfidential.com.
The role could be recast. And I agree.
He's right.
Look, I'm gonna put it out there like this, guys. In the acting business, there's a term: every actor is replaceable. And I do believe
there's
that.
There's a couple that aren't. Susan Lucci is one of them.
I do believe that to an extent, but I do believe that after a certain time, or depending on the impact that person had, sometimes a person is too identified with a character.
Do you think Joe Larson is unreplaceable?
Is Joe Larson replaceable? I think so. I don't think, would the audience accept a different Opal? See, you would have to get somebody really good. And that's the thing. You already recast this role twice.
Mm.
It's hard. Look, but see, in the
twice?
Old days.
No, there's
but I mean, if you were to recast Opal, you would have. But what I'm saying, like, is in the old days, we forget that in the old days, soaps would recast people all. Ryan's Hope was all about recasting.
Mm-hmm.
Every character on Ryan's Hope besides Maeve and Johnny was recast, except for Maeve, Johnny, Jillian, and Roger.
So then Maeve and Johnny were not replaceable.
Well, no,
I don't think they were.
Just wanted their paychecks.
Not replaceable.
No, but you know what the problem was with Ryan's Hope, and I'm living
Erica
this.
Slazak, who plays Vicky, I don't think she's replaceable.
Honey,
Joy
she wasn't
Laura.
The first Vicky.
But now, what I'm saying is now.
No, I would accept the new Vicky. I don't like Erica
I don't
Slazak.
Like her either, but I think she's sort
no,
of become.
No, I would so accept the new Vicky, you
would
don't
you
even know.
Accept the new Dorian?
No, because I love Robin Strass. But Robin Strass is not the original Dorian either. And there was
that
another
doesn't
Dorian.
Mean she's not.
Wait.
That she's replaceable.
There was another Dorian. Yeah, but honestly, I could think of an actress who could replace her as Dorian. Anna Stewart, who played Mary
yes.
Smythe. You see, that's what I'm saying. You would have to find that kind of diva type.
No, I don't think. I just got that scared the shit out of me.
I honestly think Anna Stewart would be a great Dorian.
You got some drug addict coming.
It would be a different Dorian.
They don't cross the street at the cross. They cross in the middle, and so they were coming. Looked like they were coming toward the car.
It would be a different Dorian. But see, you know
why? Bust the cap of his ass.
But you know why I know she could be Dorian?
How?
Because see, you're thinking of Mary Smythe because that's all you know her as. And in your eyes, Mary Smythe is a little bit like Erica.
Don't you dare tell me what I'm thinking. I ain't thinking that.
You don't know her Donna Love. Her Donna Love used to have sex with the stable boys.
I'm gonna
her
tell
Donna
you
Love
something.
Was hot
that
and slutty,
true,
just like Dorian.
So did Mary Smythe. Mary Smythe has sex with stable boys, literally. What I'm saying, she fell in love with that young guy from the stable or something like that?
No.
She did. She had like these young men that she had lined up all over France.
I know that she wanted
Paris
little Jamie.
Well, she did.
I loved that.
How great
she was
that
coming
been.
On to
oh,
Jamie Martin. And she wasn't even
that.
Coming on. She wasn't even coming on to, what's his name? She was coming on to Mike
I
Alberti.
I say it because of that. I say it because. I really
because
think
love Robin Strasser.
I love Robin Strasser, but I think that she has now made her imprint on that role so much hers that you could not accept
and
another
I'm gonna,
actress
look,
in that
and
role.
I'm going to say this, and again, you all know how I love my Robin Strasser, but Robin Strasser, in between her playing Dorian, there was somebody else that played Dorian for 3 years, Elaine Princey. And I'm not going to say that I didn't miss Robin and that I didn't wish Robin was back, but I accepted Elaine as Dorian. I wanted the character there, so I was happy with Dorian being there. Would I have wanted Robin back? Yes.
We have to talk about all my
who says though? Who says though?
I am Ashley Mendoza, co-creator and co-founder of the Pie Valley Podcast. We must talk about it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the day that Chuck Pratt's done.
This week.
What did you see? What happened on there?
I saw.
Did they celebrate the holidays the way One Life to Live did?
Hell no. I didn't get no.
Not even
I
the
wasn't
General
kidding.
Hospital did?
I didn't get no cookies. We got some bullshit. Some Amanda and Jake with this different baby. This is a different baby now. This is a different little baby. What's his face?
This is probably the baby that's going to fly out to
what's
LA.
What's his father's name again? Hold on.
Trevor.
Trevor. Baby Trevor. I'm telling you, I don't watch a show. God forgive me. I do a podcast dedicated to all my children. No, I don't watch. I can't. I got two babies. It takes out almost 5 hours a week for me. I can't do it. I can't do it until the Rain Brother comes back.
I'm
until
you.
I get the babies napping better.
I'm with you. I'm getting my DVR down.
I'll tell you what I saw. I saw Jake played by Ricky Paul Golden, working awfully hard to work up tears, Mr. Ricky Paul Golden, over Joe and Ruth leaving to California over some bogus reason. As far as I can see, I didn't really watch it in detail. As far as I can see, they're moving because they're older now and want warm weather. Am I wrong about that, people? I hope I'm wrong, because that is the worst, dumbest ass reason. These people would never leave their family for that reason. And they were like, oh, Meriwether.
Ruth. Lee Meriwether, who played Ruth.
No, Lee Meriwether?
Lee Meriwether.
I thought she was another Meriwether. All right, Lee Meriwether. Was she the one in The Omen?
No.
Who was the one in The Omen?
That's Lee Remick.
Yes, you're right. All right, this woman, she's like, oh, you know, we're just a plane ride away. Or some crap like that. I don't really recall, because I just, my brain cells were diminishing as I was watching. So I don't recall exactly, but it was some lame, thin reason. And Dr. Joe, poor Dr. Joe, was struggling to remember his lines and struggling to have emotion about it. It was really sad.
Because all he was thinking was like, I can't believe that I'm not going to get another paycheck for doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, God. That
Where am I going to find another job that will pay me for absolutely nothing?
I have to say, Ricky Paul Golden was embarrassing. He was working so hard to have emotion. I was a little embarrassed for him. I really was. I don't think he did a good job at all, but you people might think differently. I'm a tough critic.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this.
Are they collecting cans? Is that what they're doing?
Your neighborhood is bizarre,
girl.
My
God.
It is bizarre.
I don't sit out here. I'm inside with the babies all day. It is crazy.
Really bizarre.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I could have come up with a bazillion reasons to how you could write Joe and Ruth off.
I know. You have intelligence.
First of all, Tara could be injured and need somebody to
take care
of her.
They mentioned Tara and Kelsey. I was impressed with that. They probably looked through the All My Children dictionary and thought,
finally,
and threw in a Tara and a Kelsey.
They could have finally found Phil for the 40th anniversary. That would have made me happy. I'm still hoping that one day Phil's... Because you remember Phil and Tara, don't you? Oh, see, I was before your time.
I didn't watch back then, obviously.
Oh, well... Phil and Tara were the original star-crossed lovers. Before there was Greg and Jenny and Cliff and Nina, there was Phil and Tara. Okay. And my favorite Phil was Nick Benedict, and my favorite Tara was Nancy Frangione. Anyway, Phil vanished when he was in the war. So they think he's lost, but never found the body. And that, you know, that was Tara's true love. And she went on to marry Kelsey's father, Mr. Jefferson. And not Mr. Jefferson's from the Jeffersons. This one was a white man.
All right, fine.
So, I always hoped one day they would bring Phil and Tara back. Because I love me some Phil and Tara.
He's getting crying.
You don't understand.
Don't cry, honey.
You know what Phil's name for Tara was?
What?
Funny Face.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He used to call her
Wasn't
Funny
Tara
Face.
Wasn't Tara the woman from Karen Gorley?
That was the first Tara.
From
See, that's what I'm
Live.
Saying.
Saturday Fever.
When actresses left, they didn't just get rid of the character. They recast.
Listen, she was terrible on Saturday Night Fever. Ooh, she was bad.
Well, I don't think
she
was that
was
good
like,
on my children.
Hold on.
I
she
told
was
you
like,
Nancy Frangione was
she
my
She was
Tara.
Like 38 years old at the time playing like a 22-year-old. And she had the worst Brooklyn accent.
Well, look,
terrible.
Nancy Frangione was my favorite Tara.
I drink tea. Tea's classy. Oh, it was terrible.
Look, Nancy Frangione was my favorite Tara. I loved her Tara, and I love Mr. Nick Benedict as Phil. They had some hot chemistry.
How the hell does he notice people?
Oh, my God. I loved Phil and Tara.
All right, fine. So we got Joe and Ruth leaving, and then we got a tearful reunion. I believe it was a reunion with Erica and Kendall. And Erica was wearing this dress.
I did see that scene.
It looked like Erica vomited a cobra. There was like one stripe of like some kind of animal print on her chest. It was very bizarre.
Well, you like that they're getting their clothes from that department store, so don't even rag on it.
That's
I was
not
telling
still
you,
New York company.
Yes, that's what they get their clothes from
still,
now.
Still, seriously, still.
I think that's what their budget allows them.
Oh my God.
I think that's what their ABC will give them.
Oh, they need
ABC's
to.
ABC's cheap, girl. Disney is
Fine.
Cheap.
Fine. Listen,
they gotta feed that
I
rodent.
I don't care if it keeps my soaps on the air. Be as cheap as you want to be.
Hey,
I know a real good way to save money.
Look.
Fire Randy. Fire Denise Vasey. She gotta go.
Fire Jamie Lerner.
Thank you.
Oy, oy. Oh my God. You know what? I had a dream last
week.
I'm not joking.
Getting closer, right?
I'm not joking.
Oh no, you had sex with Jamie Lerner.
No, God no.
Oh God. That's a nightmare.
Oh my God, no.
That's a whole lot of flesh flapping.
Oh my God, now you put that image in my head and I just wanna take a pen and poke my eyes out. I go, oh no, girl. I had the weirdest dream. I was dreaming and I'm not joking. I'm being dead serious. I woke up, and you know when you wake up from a dream and you think the dream is real, and then you
yes,
realize that it isn't,
and then
you
feels
no,
real.
No, then you wake up and you realize that it isn't, and you cry. That's what happened to me because I woke up thinking, oh my God, this was my dream. I was like, oh my God, Marcy Walker's back as Liza.
Oh my God.
And in my
dream,
I was watching all my children, and it was just in time for the 40th anniversary.
And
then when I
woke
up,
I was girl.
Like this. I said, oh my God, that was a dream. I really woke up.
Well, you know what it is?
Dream.
It feels so good
real,
in the dream because
yeah.
it feels so real. Yeah. You don't want the dream to end.
And I wasn't fantasizing about her looking the same way she did 20 years ago. She
I
was
usually
a
have
older.
That dream about my ex-boyfriend, a nice white man who lives in Chicago right now. Mm. He's a nice white man, except I looked him up on Facebook. He looks different.
I can't even get on that.
What?
I
like to
me,
think of him as the young,
look,
beautiful, voluptuous
me,
man he was.
I love the fact that every time I bump into somebody that broke my heart or I had a crush on or back in the day, and they all look like they're old enough to be my father, and I still look fabulous.
I know.
I look better. As I get older, I look better and younger. It's amazing. I love my jeans. Thank
That's
you, Mom
fun.
And Dad. I got it from my mom and
he
dad.
He got good jeans.
I love it.
You see his back
think,
on Facebook.
People think I'm like 15 to like something years younger than I really am, and I live.
Oh, we didn't talk about the quote-unquote big news.
Of what?
Rebecca Budig's back on All My Children. So far, all she's doing is laying in a bed. Dreaming.
That's news, and then she's getting paid how much to do that? Oh,
boy.
Please.
What's with the dark hair? What do you think? Do you think she made it dark because she's supposed to be sick and in hiding and wouldn't have
yeah.
time to do
no,
her
I think,
hair?
I think she probably just decided she wanted dark hair in real life.
It doesn't look great on her. Melissa Claire Egan, when she went dark, looked fabulous, fabulous. But when Rebecca Budig went dark, she looks older.
You know what?
It aged her.
I'm going to tell you this.
She's too pale. Look, Melissa Claire Egan does the spray tan and stuff.
I don't like Ryan and Greenlee. I don't like Greenlee.
Oh, who does?
I only like Greenlee when she was with, what's his name?
Leo.
Otherwise, I never liked Greenlee. So, you know what? And I don't like Ryan.
I saw on Soapnet the Josh Duhamel episode of Where Are They Now, that show. That's not Where Are They Now, but whatever that show is.
Where is he now?
He's
making babies with Fergie?
Hell no. She's doing great. Oh, my God. Have you seen Nine?
Oh, wait. Did you know that he cheated on her?
I believe it.
Yeah, but you know what? He lucked out because right after that Tiger Woods scandal broke out, so everybody's forgetting
he's
about that.
He's not famous
he,
enough.
Like,
but let me
no,
ask you, why did he cheat on her?
She is.
I hope she left his ass.
No, she didn't. She's still with him.
She's crazy.
You know who gave her advice?
Who?
Kate Hudson. Because they worked on Nine together.
What did she say?
She probably told her the same craziness that her mother
Kate
told
Hudson
her.
Kate Hudson is a cheater, though.
Yeah, but Kate Hudson learned from
she
her mother.
She cheated on her man.
Because you know what her mother believes?
What?
Goldie Hawn was like, in an interview, said, men are men and they are going to do what they want to do. So in other words, it's okay because it's in men's nature to cheat. So as a woman, you should just turn the other way and let them do what they're going to do.
Well, I'm
Goldie, I'm sorry. I love you to death, but I don't agree with you, whatever.
I'm going
to
say one thing. I'm not a woman. No, I'm not a woman who judges another woman for staying with her man. You don't know what happens between closed doors, behind uh-huh. underneath the sheets. You cannot judge until you've been in a marriage. If someone decides to stay with their partner or not, it's not for you to judge. That's my opinion.
Right,
but
right.
I'm going to tell you something. I know that he's a player. And that's my problem with it. Josh Duhamel.
Well, look.
I know he's a player.
This.
He cheated on his girl, this little Midwest girl, to be with Fergie, number one.
Uh-huh.
Number two, he was on Regis and Kelly with, actually, Mark Consuelos was on that day. It was Mark Consuelos and Kelly. He came out freaking high as his kite. He was drinking that morning. And Fergie is a recovering, like, meth addict. You know what I'm saying? That guy, I don't know. There's something up with my Josh. I love him to death. He seems like I've heard he is the nicest, most wonderful person, and he is so freaking handsome. I want to peel my clothes off every time
I
see him.
I don't know.
But I think he's a dog.
Unless he's a grower, I'm really
not
impressed.
I think he's a dog. I suspect he's a dog.
It doesn't look that big.
I got Puerto Rican intuition. I suspect he's a dog. He ain't never going to change. I'm telling you right now.
See, that's who I would have thought would be more precious.
Princess. Everybody calls her Precious. She hates it. All right, fine.
But no,
that's my spiel.
I am not impressed with his penis.
How do you see his? Oh, that's right.
That
you saw
photo,
it. That's
yeah.
right. He took some nude pictures.
And I gotta say, unless he's a grower, it doesn't. He doesn't
he's
really
a
do
shower.
It for me.
Oh no, he's not a shower.
No, he's not a shower,
you're
girl.
You're right.
Girl, it's either you're either it is what it is or it grows.
So
some people are growers, not showers.
Back to Greenlee being dark haired and then you know who we got more of?
Who?
Nurse Ratched.
Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
Is she back?
Yeah, she's back.
In all her forehead glory.
In all her five-head glory. We lost Amber, not Amber. We lost Brianna Moncrief. And we got Nurse Chucky.
They were like, we need somebody's forehead to screen
we
a movie on.
Forehead. It's terrible. What do you think
what
about...
It's
crazy. I got got a garbage truck pulled up right next to me.
Go ahead.
All right, listen. What do you think of the new Kobe?
Love her.
Ay, ay, ay.
Love her.
Ay, ay, ay. She can't act.
You're insane.
She can't act. She's not great.
She is better than Brianna Moncrief.
Of course. That's a very low bar.
Well, then.
Everything is relative.
She's better than Randy.
Again.
She's better than Adam.
Again.
She's better than a lot of the other people.
No,
so,
she ain't.
Yeah.
No, she ain't.
We're not going to agree.
You named all the bad people. Name any good person she's better than. Silence.
There are no good people on Omen Children except for David Canary, Mr. Clay Egan, my Adam Mayfield, Susan Lucci.
Alicia Minshew, Torsten Kay.
They're not in the show anymore.
They're very good.
Did you hear there's a rumor?
What?
There was a rumor on the blog. I think it was a shadow. Somebody was putting, they're saying that Miss Chriselle, our dear Amanda, listens to our podcast.
That's what Shadow said. I believe she's listened to one or two episodes, and I hope it wasn't the early ones.
Not me. I've always loved you, Chriselle. Could you imagine?
I adore you. I worship you. You are a goddess, and I'm not kidding.
And I think you're way too good for all my children.
I've always said this. Number one, I'll tell you two things. Number one, I've always said that I adore her. I think she's one of the most beautiful women on daytime.
You adore her breasts.
She's not like I do. Her beautiful memories, her body is perfection. Her face is amazing. Like, and I'm going to say it. It's not like a traditional beauty face. You know what I mean? It's not like she'd be a cover girl model. But there's something about everything put together that is perfection.
I will say this about her.
Right? Am I right?
I think the girl's hot. The only thing that I would say is that she looks even hotter with
without
all that makeup.
They put way too much makeup on all my children, on everybody. They put too much makeup on you.
Not just you, everybody.
You are so beautiful.
I have seen you on the street without a stitch. This girl
You take my breath
heads.
Away.
This girl could turn heads.
I would go the other way for you, Chriselle.
Really?
I have said this many times. This is not news to the listeners.
But you never licked.
PG show. I've never. No. But I would for her. She's perfection.
Gorgeous.
She had some guy dump her.
The guy from Glee.
Which one?
The teacher. They were together. They were engaged, I think, almost.
You know what? He can suck my...
Yeah, but I don't know. Was it him that dumped her or did she dump him?
I happen to adore him. I think he's fantastic.
Good.
I bought the Glee album.
I got both albums
and
the
second
DVD.
One. I have to get the first. You got the DVD.
It came out yesterday.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Girl, I was at Target. It was on sale for $24.99.
Again.
First season.
New apartment.
13
DVDs. Cable. This is a man. This is a man who adores television.
Girl,
he will live in the Bronx with gang members and drug dealers, but don't make him give up his television or his music.
That's what keeps me sane with these freaking crazy people that let him move
all
my
right,
clothing. But wait, no. But look, they don't come back until like March or April. I am going to go through withdrawal if I can't rerun
sure
the first
stitch.
No, no.
Not January?
No, girl.
Reruns in January.
No. Well, they're showing two episode reruns tonight, but why do I need it? I got the DVD. I'm going to see it from the beginning to the end again.
I might not be able to see them because Time Warner Cable is in a feud with Fox.
I'll lend you my DVD.
Fine. I need the DVD. So listen, Chriselle, I adore you.
Gorgeous.
Take off the makeup. Make them take off the makeup. You are too beautiful. And
girl, don't sign that contract.
And you
just
have been freelance with them, just
and
like
try
Rebecca
to get
Budig.
Time and movie.
You are so talented.
You got a lot more going for you than Rebecca Budig.
And you know what? I was hard on you in the beginning because I didn't think that you were living up to your potential.
You're taller and you got better breasts.
But now that they're giving you material, making you front burner like you always deserve to be. You are pulling it out.
And you know what I love about you?
And I know that Ricky Paul Golden got his hands all over you, girl. You better know that. We know this.
He
is all over you. We know that. He's groping and grabbing. The script don't say nothing about kiss here. And he grabs you for the kiss every time. It don't say nothing about grab ass. You grab the ass. He grabs the ass.
He's a dirty old man. So
you doing good.
You know the girls that he was with? You know who he was with? Yasmin Bleeth.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
She's a dirty girl.
She's a dirty girl.
I love
what is she doing now?
She's probably like in rehab. She's a hot mess. She was arrested for like drunk driving. And there was a...
Listen, I'm going to tell you
what?
Something. I want to have some compassion for people this holiday season. Okay. She got a raw deal.
Why?
Because she's always been made to be the beauty girl and this and that. And she got on. She bought into it. Listen, that's another tip for you, Chrishell Stiles. Don't buy into this because you will age. You will get older and you will lose that beautiful, perfect body of yours. Okay? It happens.
Look, Yasmin Bleep was never no Chrishell Stiles.
No, that's true. But she was beautiful. And she bought into it.
I got to tell you, she didn't really do it for me. She didn't do it for me. And back then, I liked
girls. All I'm saying is I have some compassion for these Hollywood executives that chew these girls up and spit them out.
No, I agree with you. But see, you know what my thing is?
What?
I'm sorry. I got to say it. As a man, first of all, I think women get hotter as they get older. I don't understand.
Courtney Cox.
A perfect example.
She was great.
It's something about losing all that baby fat. And I'm not saying that you got to lose the pounds. I'm just saying when you lose that baby fat and you get more defined in your face.
I look attractive
and
now.
Yes.
With my skin cleared up ever since the babies. Women, can't take it.
Women get hotter as they get older. They become more confident. They become more aware of them, of their sexuality and themselves, and they got power.
Run, you know, white girl, run. This is crazy, people. We got craziness.
As
she's running in no coat and barely a hat. Go ahead.
No, she's running in her car, though. She's not jogging. If she was jogging, I could see that. But she's just running in her
car. Okay, fine.
Like a perfect example, like on Ryan's Hope.
Yes.
Nancy Addison, God rest her soul. I loved her, who played Jillian Coolidge. I always thought she was hotter. Much hotter than Yasmin Bleep. And as she got older and she was on Love, she was even more hot. Remember, you remember, she played David's mother, Marissa Rampal. She was the second one on All My Children. Nancy Addison, Gorgeous Eyes, Ryan's
David's
Hope.
David's mother.
Jeremy's son.
My goodness.
Maybe it's your donut hole.
Maybe my donut hole.
Anyway, I loved me some Miss
I thought
Nancy
David's
Addison.
Mother was Vanessa.
No, David Rampal, Jeremy's son. Lainey's boyfriend.
Oh, donut hole.
Dixie's sister.
Yeah, donut hole. I remember Lainey, but donut hole. Okay. Paige Turco.
Yes, Paige Turco.
I like her.
Love her too.
She's rich.
I don't know if she's rich.
Hell yes. Her husband. Who's her husband?
Jason O'Mara.
He works all the time.
And so does she, but I don't think they're rich, girl.
She don't work as much as he does.
Yeah, but girl, I wouldn't say they were rich. Rich is like Susan Nucci. That's rich.
All right.
When you've been working on All My Children and your paycheck's been going up and up and up until the economy
can't
crash.
Yeah, how is it that Robin Strasser's probably making $100,000 a year and Susan Lucci's making millions?
Because Robin Strasser kept leaving the show.
All right, fine. We got to wrap it up, so finish your point.
I forgot what my point was. Because you interrupted.
Well, we talk about older ladies, Nancy Addison.
Oh, yeah. Women just look hotter except for J-Lo. Women look hotter as they get older.
Shut up. That ain't true. She looks damn good.
Look, I got issues with her. Those songs
her
that she
too.
Just released are the most ghetto Latin.
I
get insulted because people in the Midwest that don't know Puerto Ricans see this idiot and they think that's what Puerto Ricans are about.
This
is a woman who's 40 years old that just had two kids and she's running around acting like a 20-year-old, acting like a stupid hoochie mama, not growing up.
Okay.
This is the difference between her and Madonna. Madonna grows up.
I was just
up.
Gonna make that point.
Madonna grows up. Madonna evolves as an artist. Jennifer Lopez is doing the same crap music
Madonna
that she did 10 years ago, except it's not as good. Now, I'm not going to lie. I liked her first couple of CDs, and I liked the songs. They were cute. But this, I'm throwing on my Louis Vuittons. I'm throwing on my Louis. And then this other song that she released with that dirty boy Pitbull, the Cuban guy, that Fresh Out of the Oven. That is the most skankiest, disgusting song.
She's
if you're not
an
Prince,
a-hole.
Look, if you're not Prince, you cannot be writing sexy lyrics.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Madonna evolved up until she was 50. Ash, when she turned 50, she went crazy. I'm sorry. I saw her on Saturday Night Live with Lady Gaga. She was out of her freaking mind with that body, that ridiculous body. That body is a cartoon. That body's a joke.
That body's hot.
That body is 2% body fat. That is not safe or natural or make any kind of sense. The plastic surgery is ridiculous. She's
trying. You have no proof of the plastic surgery.
Oh, please. Please. Her face almost fell off.
No proof.
Her face.
Show me the receipts. Show me the receipts.
You know how I know?
Show me the receipts.
You know how I know? Because in the middle of the performance, her face fell off.
No, it did not.
She had to pick it
up
and put it back on.
I don't care if you have high definition.
She buttoned it up back on. It's true.
That's not true.
But seriously, I was off of Madonna up until she hit 50. She went nuts. J-Lo was never the artist. Never that Madonna was. Madonna always has something to say.
I said this before.
J-Lo got nothing to say. She doesn't have anything going on up there.
Every
she just
she
wants
speaks,
what sells. She's a businesswoman. That's it.
I'm gonna explain something about Miss J-Lo.
What does she have to do with
all
my children?
I'm gonna explain something about Miss J-Lo. If Selena never died, J-Lo, nobody would know who she is.
That's
it's that
true.
Simple.
I don't
it's
agree.
That true. Honey, what made her famous?
She
what made her,
famous.
No,
she
Selena,
made her
Selena,
famous.
All right, Selena, the movie made $1 million, that made her marketable.
I hear what you're saying.
It's all about the green. Nobody, she would still be blowing whoever she was blowing at CBS who kept giving her jobs.
Can I tell you something? I hear what you're saying.
Harry Potter. A blonde Harry
Potter.
Can
I tell you the craziest thing?
What?
We got 2 A-list child movie stars on the street.
Really? Was that one of them?
I kid you not. That might have been one of them. His sister was the little girl in 9½ Dresses. What is the movie that Levin was in? Levin Rambin from All My Children?
She was in 9½ Dresses?
Is that the movie name?
With Katherine Heigl? I don't remember her in it.
She played the little girl, a young Katherine Heigl. She played the young Katherine Heigl. She lives right on that
movie.
In that building right there.
I love 9½ Dresses.
And her brother
was just the boy.
Something 20-something dresses. I don't remember.
27 dresses.
27
that
dresses.
It.
That was her.
Nine
then
and
the
half.
Little boy was
Jesus,
in a movie.
She's 9½ weeks.
I'm sorry. Then the little boy was in a movie with Nicole Kidman and some other A-list star. Did he play
really?
This song? Crazy, right?
Ooh,
right across from the methadone clinic. Crazy.
Little movie stars living across.
So listen, I'm
wait,
gonna say
little movie stars living across the street from methadone clinic.
It's
that's
true.
Not good.
It's crazy.
That's not good.
How crazy
Corey
my neighborhood
Feldman
is.
And Corey Haim. That's not good.
That's how crazy my neighborhood is. So, what were we talking about?
Ooh, Lev Rambin.
Levin Rambin.
I finally saw the Grey's Anatomy episodes because now,
right?
Now me. But I gotta tell you, everything that she does outside of All My Children, she's
I
fabulous.
Don't deny her talent. I never.
I got. I love her on Grey's Anatomy.
She's a little bitch, but I don't deny her talent.
She's a little psycho, but I love her on Grey's Anatomy. I did.
We were making a point about Madonna and J-Lo. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I got to wrap this up, but I got to make this point. J-Lo has what Madonna has, a pathological need for fame. So if she wasn't going to make it after Selena, she would have figured out some way to make it.
Well,
I'm telling you
right
now.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You don't get to that level of fame unless you got a psychological defect that makes you
search
it.
Or you know how to give good head.
No, listen. I know someone that was in a freaking traveling regional theater with her. Do you know what she was saying back then?
What?
She was saying shit to the other actors. Like, I mean, this is like regional theater. You go, you make maybe $20 a performance. I mean, you do it because you need credits on your resume, blah, blah, blah. She was like the second string. She was an understudy. These people better not be casing me because I'll freaking kick their asses right now. They keep walking up and down and back.
No,
and
those are like methadone guys.
All right, fine. I'm looking at you. I look at them. I make eye contact so they know that I know that they're there. Anyway, long story short, she was saying stuff like, you guys, I'm going to make it. Like, I'm not going to be doing this little stupid theater anymore. When I get famous, I'm going to do this. And when I get famous, I'm going to do that. And they were all like, they hated her. They were like, whatever.
I hate her.
And
I saw it
on a VH1 special too, but I happen to know that girl that said that.
I got to tell you, for those of you who don't know Puerto Ricans, there are some extremely talented Puerto Ricans, right?
Her husband is one
Rita
of them.
Rita Moreno.
Her husband is one
I
of them.
I lost respect for him. Rita Moreno.
Listen, he may be a dog in real life, but I saw
Raul
him
Julia.
In concert, and I never a listener.
Wanda Jesus.
I was blown away by Mark Anthony.
No, he's a good singer.
And it was almost a joke, because she was pregnant with the twins, which is another thing. You know she's loca. I was pregnant with twins. I was sitting on a couch for literally 8 months straight, okay? Sick as a dog, couldn't move, growing, getting big. She was on conveyor belts and crap.
Putting on her Louis Vuitton.
That music was so loud. I don't know how those kids did not come out deaf. I swear to God. It is the most irresponsible thing that she did. I'm saying it right now. Irresponsible.
Look, I'm only upset with her right now because I think everything she's doing right now is so skanky. And I get upset because our people are so diverse and so beautiful. Not just Puerto Ricans, but Latinos in general. And this is like a bad representation
of
us.
No, it ain't.
I don't like it.
I'm going to argue with you because you know why? How many people have gone to the level of fame that this woman has? Not many. This woman is a household name in every country
you see
in the
video.
World.
Wait,
and she's
look,
a Puerto Rican.
You see the video for that song, and then you tell
you.
Me it's a horrible,
skanky
looking.
I don't disagree, but I'm just saying the one thing I will give her credit for is that she is an incredibly successful Latina.
I don't.
Just like Oprah, she's successful.
Ugh, 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 ugh.
All right, All My Children. Let's say something positive about All My Children.
It's a new decade and a new year, and I'm hoping for better things. That's
and
all I can say.
We didn't talk about One Life to Live.
One Life to Live's been hot! Hot, I
you
say!
You just blew up my speakers!
Did I really?
Yes, you did. Oh, my God. All right, we got to wrap
is
it up.
Is it still working?
Yes, it is. It is working. It's running. One Life to Live is so amazing. Please, people, watch that damn show. It is so damn good.
Oh, my God. I did it. You and I yelled into the microphone. WMBD is going to be so upset.
WMD.
We haven't heard from him in a long time on the blog.
Long
time. I don't think he misses the podcast.
I miss him.
No more.
I miss his little Alex P. Keaton. We don't got no podcast for him to listen to.
His mother's a lesbian.
What do you mean?
Alex P. Keaton.
Oh, Alex P. Keaton. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Meredith Baxter Bernie, not WND. Meredith Baxter Bernie is a lesbian. She
I
came
know.
Out. Sussy.
And it started making me think about all those 80s sitcoms moms. And I'm wondering, could the mother from Growing Pains maybe? Or maybe the original mother from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who was on All My Children?
Maybe.
Remember her from All My Children?
No. I've been catching up on Cougar Town. I love that woman from General Hospital is so
why is she not a regular? They need to make Barb
she
a regular.
She should be on every episode and have her own storyline. She is hysterical. I love how she comes on to all the young men. I live for it.
She is amazing.
She's great.
I love Cougar Town.
It's a great show.
Cougar Town, The Middle.
I laugh out loud. And the characters, the men, you know what I love about it? The women are like smart and funny. I mean, the assistant is not so bright, but the women are smart and whip smart and funny and saucy, and the men are all doofuses around them. It's hysterical.
I love it. Did you see The Middle, the Christmas episode where the daughter was dating the gay boy?
And she goes, Mom, and they don't have the heart to tell her.
I know.
So she's like, Mom and Dad, I broke up with so-and-so. And they're like, it's okay. And they're like, I found him in the back of the church. And he was with another boy. And they're like, we know, honey. We get it. We understand. He was smoking.
Ooh, that boy was funny. I wish they would have kept him out. They could have run that for a little couple of more episodes. I thought that was hysterical.
That was
funny.
Great.
He was such a queen.
All right. All my children, One Life to Live. Watch the soaps. Support them. We love them. What are we going
to
say about One Life to Live? Other than it's the most fabulous thing ever.
Daniela.
Oh, so good.
Her and Destiny, when she yelled in Destiny's
face.
Oh,
she yelled at Destiny.
Oh my God.
And Destiny's been great. Destiny's lost weight.
Great.
Have you noticed?
Has she?
She's slimming down.
Okay.
She looks good.
Taya, my
How
Florencia.
Good did she look in the New Year's Eve costumes?
Oh, my God.
Oh, beautiful. Is she going to take Eli?
No, Eli's gonna hook up with somebody. Oh, wait, corner.
Don't,
spoiler alert.
Don't you spoil it for me.
Eli's gonna hook up with somebody else. I can't say who.
Blair.
You said it, not me.
No, you didn't have to confirm it. I just guessed it. They gotta find something for Blair.
Eli is hot.
Eli should be with Florencia. I'm sorry.
Eli.
Don't you think?
I think now, Roger Howard should come back as Todd.
No, you know
and
what's going to happen.
We disagree about this. I'm in
love
with
They never
me.
Found my, what's his name's yeah, body, Ross's body.
That leaves
so
it open.
He could come back.
That leaves it open.
She's about to
I
shoot
like
Todd,
that.
Too,
like
little
that.
Daniela.
She's
Can
her father's daughter.
Can I tell you the one
daughter.
Thing
she's
that bothers
crazy.
Me about Daniela?
What?
How they spell her name. They spelled it wrong. They didn't know.
They're white. They don't know.
They spelled it with two L's. People, in Spanish, two L's is a yuh sound. So you need.
Daniela.
That's why I spelled my daughter's name Estella with one L, because if it was two L's, it would be white. It would be, you know, Estella.
Estella.
Estella. I don't want Estella. I want Estella.
Estella.
So it's one L.
And we disagree on Mr. Jerry Verdorn. I love him as Clinton.
Oh, he's awful.
I'm
sorry.
He's awful. I thought the scenes when he confronted Nora were excellent.
Call a spade a spade. The man is
Look,
awful.
He ain't Clint Ritchie, but he's good, and I love Clint. But I will say this: Bo and Nora have been hot. Bo and Nora have been so hot.
You said it, not me.
I love me my Bo and Nora.
If you like a whole lot of flesh slapping.
Someone
hitting my car?
No.
Oh, that's a bird.
That's a bird.
All right. That's a whole lot of flesh. Listen, people, you're right.
I want Farrah Fath
nice.
Gone.
Farrah Fath. No,
I cannot stand her. But my haircut.
But she chose, right now she's leaning to Skylar, and I'm liking it.
I know, but I think you talk about a replaceable actress. You can get so many hot actresses to play that role.
That hair is disgusting.
And that hair is just so nasty.
Disgusting.
What is up with that? Who does that and thinks that's beautiful?
She's a mix between Kate Gosselin and Christian Siriano.
Like,
disgusting.
What is up? Like, how do you look at yourself and go, oh, I look hot with this hairdo?
I heard some rumor.
And then you know what?
Some new hairstylist
did it. It makes me wonder about JP. I wonder if the reason that JP is with her is because he likes little boys. He has that Johnny Depp syndrome.
Oh, don't say
Picking
that.
Picking women, they look like little boys.
Oh, don't say that. That's not nice.
I don't like that. I don't like her hairdo. I think she's horrible looking.
She's a little impish for me. You don't know what that means, do you?
Impish?
Yes.
Yes, I do know what that means. Like an imp.
Like an imp.
I know. But I just like, it's just when you break out with these words.
I think it's an imp.
What are you?
Oh, can I tell you something? Princess is teaching me all kinds of words.
Like what?
She teaching me fell out.
What's that?
That's when the baby goes to sleep.
I know we sound ghetto, but we're really not.
And she taught me. I actually asked her what it meant. She said hella. Oh, he's hella tired.
What's that?
It's just like really tired. Like really, very. It's very, very much so.
The last word that I heard that was ghetto that they taught me was chicken head. My sister taught me that.
Chicken head.
Yeah. I don't know if they still use that, but chicken head.
I don't know that. I'm gonna
Those are young ghetto girls that are like really stupid and they let their men like cheat on them and like they let their, they pay for their men to like live and like all that. Like chicken head.
Are you liking Rachel yet with Greg? Cause I'm really loving it. I think it's awesome, and I love
Rachel with Sean.
But how much do you love that Rachel flew home with Mama Evans, and Mama Evans was not loving Rachel? Rachel was trying so hard on that flight.
Evans. They need to put the Evans.
Love me some Evans.
They need to make the Evans some regular.
She was polite, but she was not warm. You don't just get Mama Evans respect and love. You gotta earn it. That's how it should be.
Well, all I gotta say is that One Night to Live is only gonna get hotter because come February, the Kramer women descend on Landview.
And what's going on with, I'm loving, adoring Kim.
Love Kim.
She makes him. She
I
is
love
so
Kim
good.
And Clint.
She
you
is
know
so
what I want
talented.
To happen though?
What?
I really would love for Kim to really fall for Clint, and I think they might go that route because remember, she seems to be very touched with the fact that he knew her game. And he still didn't like getting
her.
Can
I ask you a question, though?
What?
She reminds me a lot of Insani. Because she knows
that.
The exact right thing to say when she gets busted. She doesn't appear. She doesn't get. This is see. Well, that's the one thing I will give the writers credit for on All My Children. When Annie gets busted in something, she goes for the emotional appeal. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't come up with some crazy, wacky scheme, you know, to justify her stupidity. She's like, well, you know, I thought, you know, I did this. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I did it because I was insecure. I did it because I was worried that you didn't love me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I should do any verse. I did it because I was insecure or I was worried that you didn't love me. But listen, her voice got better since then. But, you know, I really love Kimmy. And some of the things that she comes back at him with, like, she's like, she was talking about going out the other day. And she's like, you know, what am I going to find out there? Like, just going to be going and partying. Boring. I just want to be, you know, like she appeals to like real things.
Yeah,
like,
I love me some Kimmy.
I love me some Kimmy.
I'm telling you, Miss One Night to Live is really hot right
she
now.
She can see you coming and going.
Leha Loha.
She's waterline. She got eyes on both sides of her head.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
That is the weirdest combo.
All right,
right
we
there.
Gotta go. We don't got no more to say because I'm about to get like mugged. I'm not feeling great about this particular location anymore. And it's right in front of my house. That's the sad part. All right, people, listen. We have adored performing for you this decade. If you want to write us, email us, please. I can't promise I'll respond, but I love reading them. pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com or go to Facebook. The Pine Valley Podcast has a fan page and Ashley Mendoza has a page. So why don't you friend me, people? www.facebook.com and
me.
Jordan Hudson has a page. Also, you must go to our friends at www.daytimeconfidential.com. Go to our friends, even though they don't know us, but we love them. WeLoveSoaps.net. Go to what else? Oh, go to Shadows. Shadow. Yes, read Shadow's post because he's amazing. But Super Poster of the Year, www.myspace.com/Super Poster of the Year has great spoilers if you want them. I think he also does the spoilers on Daytime Confidential. And also, thank you, Luis, for a decade of hysterically funny, rocking intros. They're wonderful. You got anything to say at the end of this decade podcast, Jordan Hudson?
See you in the new decade, and hopefully it'll be a better All My Children next year.
Absolutely. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a last little something of the decade just for you.
40 years this show has been on the air.
Nothing I saw can compare with what's back here in Pine Valley.
Pine Valley is different from any place else.
I can't believe it's 40 years.
It makes me feel old.
It is mind-boggling to think of celebrating such a big anniversary.
I do not need a man to be happy.
Get me married enough, haven't
you? Every man's fantasy of a woman.
Don't bet those gorgeous eyes at me.
You're right. Everybody knows Erica Kane.
I thought you were supposed to have a after the wedding ceremony.
To live together in the holy estate of matrimony?
I do.
remember celebrating the show's 20th anniversary.
I remember the 25th anniversary.
Sweetheart, please say something.
It's an honor to be a part of it, and obviously a huge accomplishment for the show.
A show of what fun!
How many shows really make it to 40 years to begin with? I mean, that's a feat within itself, without a doubt. I mean, 40 years of the same show, you know, different storylines, different people. Just how does that last?
Time Valley is very provincial. Nothing ever happens.
You're not my brother anymore.
We're gonna stop him!
What have you done with my daughter?
Nothing she didn't enjoy, Dad.
My family, the Engineers, were the first inhabitants of Pine Valley.
I think, you know, it started with Agnes Nixon, and when you talk about a strong woman and someone who's very current and aware of what's going on in the world around us.
All my children came to be, basically, I suppose, because I'm a writer.
Every man who spends time with me tries to kiss me sooner or later, usually sooner.
She has an amazing social conscience. She has conscience and consciousness.
And no significance.
I'm interested in people, and I'm interested in the dramatic form, which is telling a story through dialogue.
The world's a beautiful place.
She's pushed the envelope continually and has handed that baton to every writing team that's come since and also kind of mentored them through and is still part of our writing team.
I think we need something to change the mood.
I'm sick and tired of everyone in Pine Valley trying to interfere in my life.
I want this to be special. The way it's supposed to be.
Well, Angie and Jesse were a wonderful young love story that was developed and created by Agnes Nixon. It was young love that was not supposed to be, and against all odds, they got together. And bringing the two of them back from the early days of All My Children was very significant in kind of regrounding the show and readdressing the foundation that was so strong.
They are so popular today and doing a wonderful job.
And so it was one of the great love stories of the show. And it was one of those great moments.
I kind of forget life before All My Children. It's like B-AMC and A-AMC, before and after. Like, it was a whole different world for me. This show completely and totally transformed my life.
Asking viewers and other people to understand and have sympathy as well as censure for those people. And out of that came the ideas for plots and story. And like Topsy, it grew.
America Kane, and you are a filthy beast.
Erica Kane versus the Bear was the scene we shot on a hot summer day way up north in Canada. I will try anything in rehearsal, but when I saw that scene on paper, I asked the producer, don't you think maybe we've gone too far? And she said, no, just try it. And I said, okay. It turned out to be one of the band's most favorite scenes of all time.
The people in this world are barracudas, Jenny, and 90% of those are women.
What kind of a way is that to talk to your little brother?
In this day and age when television shows are in and out before they've even had their third episode on air, not only is it unique, it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
What am I going to do with you?
Anything you want.
So whether we're dealing with gay and lesbian issues, anything that's current in our social climate.
The one thing that I think it's kind of known for is how it's embraced the lesbian storyline.
2000 is when Bianca Montgomery, Erica Kane's younger daughter, came out to her mother and to all of Pine Valley as a lesbian.
Do you love me now? Yes. I'm gay.
Erica's daughter Bianca coming out. That was a wonderful storyline.
I think probably the gay issue was tremendously important.
And it started a journey.
Pine Valley isn't exactly the corner of Hollywood and Ross.
And that's one of the advantages of this genre, is that you can actually, over time, experience not only the relationships and people coming to terms with ideas.
The uniting of these women today, it is a celebration.
The audience gets to go on the same journey. We're really, really excited because we have a lot of people coming back.
Well, a lot of the fans' favorites.
who've made an indelible mark on the show.
I know the fans are going to love to see them.
And certainly on Pine Valley.
So Mark and Kelly are coming back. Eva LaRue's coming back for a little bit.
Lily and Levin Rambin.
Oh my gosh, how could I forget? Well, Erica could easily forget Brooke. But I can't forget Julia Barr. Julia Barr is going to come back on too.
Taylor Miller from the Mean and Cliff days.
We're kind of just going through each character's history and through as much of the 40 years as we've been a part of.
Today, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos were here as Haley and Mateo.
They landed on my property.
We're crashing a wedding.
And Pine Valley has been named what?
The best town in America.
Which I agree.
They're coming to the door and you didn't even try to stop them?
Don't answer it!
So I'm going to answer it, all right? I'll send whoever it is back to the devil.
Hi, Dad.
And we're here to shoot like a documentary piece. For national TV about why Pine Valley is the best town in America.
LA definitely agrees with
me. Absolutely. Welcome back, Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood.
Please,
look at you guys.
I wouldn't even be in this business if you hadn't tricked me into auditioning.
I have to stress the fact that all my children, the company, we've always been a family.
I'm sorry, the last time I checked, half the people in this room could not stand the other half.
To have a show that's actually run every single day for 40 years.
What are we interrupted in here?
Just our wedding.
So there's an extended family here.
Oh, yeah, we're renewing our vows.
Oh, so soon now, sweet.
I met my wife here.
Well, I've been on all my children since Erica was a 15-year-old high school girl. I grew up on the show.
We had our first, you know, everything here. It was great.
We conceived our children here.
In room 212, downstairs.
Since I got this job, got two kids born, raised, and out of college.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I think it's got to be the absolutely best job an actor can ever get.
It's a family here. It's just great. So I have had some wonderful opportunities for friendships and for mentors and for continued great experiences. Most importantly, I'm going to say with Agnes Nixon, having created all my children.
This is the family album of all my children. And when I first wrote the presentation that we used to call the Bible, which was the storyline of what the show was about and so on, I wrote a few lines at the end of it, and it said, "The great and the least, the weak and the strong, the rich and the poor, in health and sickness, in joy and sorrow, in tragedy and triumph, you are all my children." And that's been the theme deep down in all my children for 40 years.
I feel very lucky as a human being and as an actress to have been here.